Sorry to really speak up here with the wind and everything. All right. But thank you so much, Dwayne, for taking the time to share your experience during COVID with me today.
No problem.
Just to kind of start, I want to invite you to talk a bit about how COVID-19 has impacted your life and what's really changed for you going back to March 2020.
March 2020 was a lot. I had my child the end of March 29th. March 29th, I had my child. Just because we couldn't take our child anywhere, like she can't see any of her family, and
yeah.
that's a really big thing. Because I know they do want to see her and everything, and her birthday's coming up.
Yeah,
it's been a whole year.
Yeah, like I know
still here.
Calling the like new generation, like Generation C, because everyone born during COVID. But wow, that must have been really difficult. Can you tell me a bit about any like resources that you have been able to rely on taking care of your new baby, or you know, like who was there for you during that?
My family, my fiance's family have been they've been a really big help. My church and community, they've helped a lot, because we have our giveaway that we have every single week, and I personally haven't had a grocery shopping in a while.
That's definitely a plus. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so those are definitely some massive challenges, and I see that you've been addressing them and you've had some support from your family and community. Was there any kind of digital resources or technology you've really relied on during this time, and especially in navigating this new experience for you?
Yeah, FaceTime has been used a lot, a whole lot. That's the main way that my family can see my daughter and everything.
Yeah.
They can see her on FaceTime, and she gets all excited. She'll take my phone.
Yeah.
I had to figure out a way to have to lock it when I'm on FaceTime, so she can't.
She's that sneaky.
Yeah.
She must be so smart already.
She gets very excited to see everybody, and it's good to see her, because she has so much personality, and everyone gets to see her through FaceTime. And those Zoom meetings, they help out a lot, because we have a nurse that talks to us all the time about Riley, and her name's Riley.
Aww.
But she talks to us about Riley, how she's growing and everything, and we talked to her through Zoom meetings.
Okay.
She used to come, and when my fiance was pregnant, she would come and talk to us like face to face, but then everything happened, so we had to switch over to virtual.
Yeah, so all your visits during that time, like leading up, that was all virtual too?
Actually, once we had the baby, it all went virtual, because
that
all kind of happened right
at
the, because we closed down the day before we had our baby. New to everyone still.
Sure.
So just like it's new to me, it's new to everyone else that's also reporting the news, new to all the doctors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're still experiencing everything as everyone else is doing for the first time, because a lot of people haven't even been, like in this world, a lot of people haven't even been around for anything anywhere close as big as this.
Absolutely.
As far as healthcare wise.
So it's like so new to
everyone.
Yeah. It's like, absolutely. Can I ask you too about, there seems to be like you've had some joyful moments, but is there anything that's really disappointed you during this time, or anything that you didn't expect that surprised you?
I honestly didn't expect it to be this long.
Mm.
I really wish it had, because, like I said, it's been a year, and my daughter still can't even see
Riley's
anything.
Riley's first birthday coming up. This was already here. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been planning that actually. As we speak, I was just in there planning. I had to make like a nice little card to send out to our loved ones. A letter from Riley. It states like, "Hey, I wish that I could see you guys."
That's
and
so good.
We have to send you guys my wishes and everything, and hopefully she'll be able to see everybody soon. And Yeah, yeah.
I hope so too. That's really incredible that you're still able to connect and yeah. You know, the love is so much there.
We're adapting.
So. Absolutely. How do you feel about the vaccine? Like, when that's made available to you, is that something you're going to choose to receive? Or?
I honestly do not. I'm not a big fan of vaccines. Mm-hmm. Especially this one right here. That's just, like I said before, it's very new. It's not like the flu where it's like it's been years and years of this one. It's still new to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want to expose myself or my child to anything that new before I can see tests and everyone worse than as it goes on and everything. But
yeah, I definitely hear that.
Yeah, it's a little too early for me to.
A little too early. Yeah. There's still too much that is unknown.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, can I ask too, you know, is anybody, like, do you feel anyone's been really left out of the pandemic, just in your community, family, like, anything that New Jersey really should have done better to focus on making sure people's needs were met?
I personally can only speak for my community, and we have been doing an awesome job for this whole thing, because my aunt, the pastor, she's been, like, we have so much more food coming in through this pandemic than ever before, and we've been having multiple giveaways for everyone every single week. Like, we have this really big one that comes, we have paper products, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, and everything.
It's, looking at this setup, yeah.
And this is not even a big one today. That's saying something. Because we can feed the community. Like, just through our program, we feed. Like, we have things, other churches that come around every day.
When did it kind of all start? Like, you know, or in the pandemic, like, did you see a note? Like, did more people kind of come during that time? Or?
Everything started rolling around because stores started closing. And, everything started flying off the shelves, toilet paper, everything.
That toilet paper was the theme of this pandemic.
Goodness, I had never thought that toilet paper would be as valuable as gold out here.
I never seen it, I'm telling you. And so, thank you again for your time today. Just as one last kind of question, is there anything you'd like to share that you think people should know that I haven't asked you about?
I would just say try to make the best out of the whole situation. Just, we gotta make lemonade out of these lemons, because this is something that we're gonna be dealing with for probably a decent amount of time still. So I would just say try to make the best out of it, because just like I said, it hits everyone else.